David Roberts, Pashas Bahab Hukaisai.
Sorry, got used to traffic conditions. Okay, that's not good. I have to manage around. Shine. It's different to mine. Sorry, it's a different madura to mine. Just give me 1 second. I apologize. Yeah, is there a normal Gemara? As in just a regular Vilna Shas? Regular Vilna Shas, please. Apologies, I'm sorry. I allowed plenty of time, or so I thought. I didn't know traffic was so bad here. So yeah, that's okay. In London, it's very, very punklich. Oh yeah, I just find I should have brought my own. Sorry, give me 1 second. And then. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm apologies. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. Haven't been here for quite a while. There's a fascinating topic. Forgive me, I don't have much voice. There's a fascinating topic which, in many respects, perhaps one could say cuts to the heart of the basis, of the foundation upon which a lot of our Yiddishkeit is based. And without wishing to be arrogant or provocative, but it's a very subtle and a very nuanced sugya. And I think, if I may, if it were better understood, if it were better taught, if it were better lived, I think some things that perhaps where there is room for improvement could very well be noveya from a true understanding of this sugya. We're coming up to Matan Torah. And everybody knows, let me say, maybe just start with a vort, a very well-known vort from Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zecher Tzadik Livracha, where he asks the question in one of his drushas at the back of Sefer Drush Yud Gimel, I think it is. He asks the question, why in the famous Medrash, why did the Umay Sa'olam reject the Torah as it was given? Bifrat, that the way that it was done was that the Rabbeinu Shlomo went and offered them mom and apple pie. Leisirtzach, leisignoiv. Which society has not had a form of civil jurisprudence, a system of law, a system of enforcement. Every society since time immemorial has understood that you have to have that. They've differed in detail, sometimes quite widely, it's true. But the notion to reject Aloy Signaiv, Aloy Sirtzach, Aloy Sinof doesn't appear to make much sense. And he answers, and this is a very, very well-known vort, I'm sure you know it, he says, of course, society has always legislated. They've always understood, without quoting, that perhaps there's a need for a social contract, that to prevent society slipping and sliding into anarchy, there has to be a rule of law. But we will decide. We will be machria. Vos heist loy sirtzach, vos heist loy sinof, vos heist loy signov. We'll decide. It's our hechra hadas. And the Rabbeinu Shalom was saying no. The Rabbeinu Shalom was saying that morality is rooted, it's anchored in the divine, in the Borei Olam. And that's why you have to accept it. And if you don't accept it, and you only do things because of your hechra hadas, dosin it Torah, that's not what Sinai is all about. And if you don't want that, you have rejected Kivyochli, you've rejected me, the Rabbeinu Shalom Alein. And Avada, Rav Moshe says it, Avada it's Emes, no Shaila. But let's dig beneath the surface just a little, and it would perhaps appear to unravel a little. Chas v'sholom, Avada, Rav Moshe says Avada Gerech, but it needs to be understood in a much more nuanced and sophisticated way. Because there are numerous Makairis in the Rishonim, and possibly what would appear to be, if the Sugya isn't understood properly, it would appear even to be Stirus. Where does one start? Maybe the place to start is the famous Rambam, which I can't find. Shmuel Prokim Perek Vav. Famous Rambam, everybody knows the Rambam. Let's just go through it a second. Let's begin to think about it a little bit. The Rambam asks a shaila. Who is right? The philosophers, the Chachmei Umay Sa'olam, or Chazal? That's the way he seems to put it. In what? What is better? A chosid or a tzaddik? Somebody who has a yetzahara, an evil inclination to do bad things, whatever they are, but he conquers that inclination, he prevails, and he's in charge of his own personality, and he doesn't do that which is bad. Or somebody who is naturally, has no inclination, has no yetzahara ke'ilu, he is naturally disposed towards goodness. Which one is better? And the Rambam is machria azoy, and again, you look at the Lashonos, he says, it depends. So it depends what we're talking about. If we're talking about mitzvah sichliyos or shamiyos in his Lashon, if we're talking about mitzvahs which appear to be based on human reason, would appear to be based on human reason, that which I anyway ought to have intuited, then of course it is far better not to want to do them in the first instance. In other words, if somebody comes up to you and says to you, Ich bin afrumiyit, and really if it was not for the fact, as is stated in Aseres HaDibrois, Lois Sirtzach, I'd quite gladly run my blade through your heart, I'd shoot you. Oh, but I've got Chafrumiyit, I've got Yerushalayim, and the Rabbi Shem said, Lois Sirtzach, so you're safe, don't worry. Good friend? Is that somebody you'd want to have anything to do with? Avadanisht. What a pathetic, miserable excuse of a human being. Avadanisht. On the other hand, those things, and the different gersois to know how far to take it, the other things, things which I would never have been able to work out, kashrus, shat nesicha, and other things like that which I would never have been able to work out in a million years, of them, zog the Gemara, efshi ve'efshi, aval ma'ase, avi shabashamayim gozer alai. Of course, I would go to McDonald's, why not? I'm sure it's very tasty, cheap, maybe had genius, I don't know. It's geschmack, above maya, so there's nothing innately or inherently repulsive. Not shkotzim or remosim, by the way, he doesn't say. Okay, something which anyway, nafsha shaladim kotzabem. But, legabedat maya, obisheba shemaim gozer alai. So, the Rambam says it depends. So what's the Rambam saying? Is the Rambam, you see, he appears to be saying that something like Lysiritzach Lamoshal, had even had it not been said in the Torah, I would have understood as Ritzicha is wrong. Hold on a second. Let's analyze that just for a second. Let's not talk about the contours or the parameters of Ritzicha. Euthanasia, abortion, other things. Without even going to that. But Grobe Lysiritzach, with no cause, premeditated, gratuitous violence, gratuitous murder. The Rambam is telling me, l'chura, that even if it wasn't going to be said in the Torah, I would be bound by it. I would have to understand not to do it. What happened with Rav Moshe's Vort? Is Rav Moshe's Vort only insofar as the parameters or the contours of Lysiritzach? I don't think so. I think it goes much further than that. And if we begin to think about it, we begin to work it out, you'll see Makairus is Bechal not so poshut. I don't know for what the guidelines, I wasn't given any guidelines here. But I'd like to, if I may quote here, Rishayim do it as well. Mishnah Zach Ben Arish and Mishnah Zach Ben Anacharon. A dilemma that is posed by Plato. This is the way he puts it. We're going to dismiss it, but we have to understand Chochmah B'Mistamin, why it's wrong. The way he poses the question is murder wrong because Hashem says so, or does Hashem say so because murder is wrong? Now for us, and this is the central thesis of what I want to share with you today and show you Mitz Hashem Bekairos, that is what is known in philosophy certainly as a false dichotomy. Neither of those are correct. The notion, of course, that Hashem says so because murder is wrong is apikorsus. Because you cannot hold Hashem kivyochel to account to a higher standard. He is the first cause. He is a priori. The Rabbeinu Shalom is where the buck stops. He brings everything into existence. Mimele, there's no concept. It's apikorsus to say that Hashem said so because it is wrong. On the other hand, to say, you see from the Rambam, that it's only wrong because Hashem says so. You see in the Rambam I just quoted you from the Shrein of Prokin, that's also not right. So what it means is, and this is what we need to learn, it's more subtle, it's more nuanced than that. The first, perhaps the first, and there's more we'll see. You know, maybe we'll do the Rambam and Hilchus Tshuva. There's a chiddush here in Rambam and Hilchus Tshuva which I think is not often appreciated. He starts off Perek Chamishi, going through the Yisoid of Bechira. It's a separate shmooze, why Bechira is in Hilchus Tshuva. It's not when Yisoid HaTorah. Torah has no meaning if a person doesn't have the ability to be Boicher. So it's the fundamental axiom that we have the ability to be Boicher, otherwise Yiddishkeit, then there's no Schav Oynish. You would have thought it's in Yisoid HaTorah. It isn't, it's in Hilchus Tshuva. It's another rate. But listen to this. We begin to sense and discern that there's something going on over here. He starts off Perek Chamishi, Rishus L'chalodam Nesuna, Imrot Zelahat Esatzim L'derech Toivelis Tzadik, HaRishus B'yodai. A person, L'chalodam, Rishus L'chalodam Nesuna, if you wish to turn yourself towards goodness, Rishus B'yodai. Imrot Zelahat Esatzim L'derech Ra, Lies Rosh Rishus B'yodai. A Makair anybody? Who Shekosuv Batoira? Hein ha'odom hoya ke'achad mimenu lodaas toivara. Straight after Adam Arishon. Straight after the Chet of Eitz Hadas. Odom is now ke'echad mimenu lodaas toivara. That's the Makor for Bechira. What would you have chosen? Ubachar tobachayim. Perhaps something else. What is fascinating about this Makor is this would appear to have nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. This is Adam. This is Adam lacharachet. Rishus l'chol Adam nesuna. It's up to you what you want to do with your life. You have the ability to choose, to make choices. Hu shekosu v'atayrin Adam hoyokech menu. Kloimar. Kloimar. The Rambam says, Kloimar on a posuk. A pshat in a posuk. Hein min ze shel adam hoya yachid ba'ila. The ain't min sheini doy meloy beze ha'inyan. Sheyehei hu me'atzmoy bedatoy ubemachshavtoy yoidea hatoiv vahora. Ve'oysa kol mashehu chofetz. You hear this arichas loshen in the Rambam. You don't need to be a brisker to realize there's something going on over here. He brings a pasuk from Bereishis right at the beginning, and then he says against the kolaimah. Hein ha'adam, this adam is meyuchad b'minoi sheyehu me'atzmoi b'datoi u'b'machshavtoi. Man alone, not even a yid, man alone is unique. What does it mean to be human? I'll give the game away. He gave us a seichel. He gave us seichel. He gave us a brain. He gave us the ability to work out, in very broad terms, what is right and what is wrong. And that has, in and of itself, nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. It's the Rabbeinu Shlom created a min echad she'ein she'ni doimeloi. The ability, a seichel. An animal can never sit and have some sort of existential midlife crisis. What's this all about? What's the meaning of life? Why am I here? What am I doing? No! Hunt, reproduce, die! Aba a mensch, a human being, has a seichel, and he has the ability to sit and think and work things out. Hein ha'odom hoya, and that's ke'echod mimenu. That is a divine attribute that the Rabbeinu Shlom graciously gave us. The ability, me'atzmei bedatei b'machshavtei, can work it out. Fascinatingly, he goes on to say, Halacha Gimel, V'dovar zeh, Iker godoil hu, V'hu amud hatoira v'hamitzvah, Shenemar. What do you mean, Shenemar? You've already proved it. You've told me. There's a pasuk in Bereishis, Hein ha'adam ha'yakach mimenu. He starts off by saying, Rishus l'chol adam nesuno. It's chal adam, it's got nothing to do with that feeling being a yid, that you can work it out, me'atzmei bedatei b'machshavtei. He then goes on in Halacha Gimel to say, v'dovah zeh, zost wissen, this is the yesod of Yiddishkeit. Amud atrev mitzvah, shene emar, re'ei nosati lefonecha hayoim es hachayim. Uksev re'ei anoichi noisen lefneichem hayoim. Keloimar, locha keloimar, locha pshat from Rambam in Pasuk, keloimar shehorashus b'yedchem. וכל שייך בית האדם לעשות במעשה בני האדם עושה בין טובים בין רועים ומפני זה העניין נאמר מי ייתן והיה לבבם זה כלאמר again אין הבירה כיפה בני האדם ולגריז עליהן עשה טובי רוע. He restates the axiom, he restates the whole principle in Halacha Gimel. You've said it already, we'll come back to that. There's a binyan, there's a shlav aleph and there's a shlav beis, so to speak. Oh, but the Shlav Aleph is Esh Dafen Zayin a Mensch. But not the way that my mother used to say it to me. And that as well. And that maybe comes into it. But that's not fundamentally what it means. Let me, I don't know whether I'll ever be asked back again, but let me state it, let me say it, it's Borum. You cannot be a good Yid if you are not a good human being. I'll explain what that means. That doesn't mean to be a nice, kind person, although that may well be incorporated as part of it. But that's not, you see from the Rambam, that's not what it means. You first have to be an Adam. You first have to have the very basic Tzelem Elohim, which is Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem, is not even before when one is a Yid. What does that mean? He said, you have a brain, you have a Seichel, and the Rabbeinu Shlelem was Mashrish, in a mensch, the ability to sit and work things out. Maybe very briefly at this point, I'll just throw in Maram Mokim, a magnificent essay of the Meshech Chochma and Parshas Boy. Everybody should know it. I teach it in high school. On Mishchul Kulachem. Very briefly, he points out, he asks a Moridik Akasha. He asks, Klal Yisrael, the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael, the Shevach of Klal Yisrael is that they are Maminim B'nei Maminim. We cling tenaciously to our beliefs under all circumstances and we're prepared, Nebuch, if we need to be martyred for that. What's so special? Are there no other people from other faiths that are prepared in albeit in their own distorted and warped way, to be moser nefesh for their beliefs? Forget who's right and who's wrong objectively. That's not what we're saying. Ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. There's other faiths and people who are ma'aminim in what they believe in. What's unique about us? It's a moda kikasha. I can't do it justice in 2 minutes. It's kedai to see it inside and go through it carefully. He says the following. He says all other faith systems are rooted fundamentally in that which can be experienced and appeals to the hergeshim, the chushim, that which can be matu'ar u'matsuyar, to use his lashonas. Think about it, and it's not appropriate to go through all the iconography and the images, the powerful emotions that are evoked with other religions, and the way that they start. They are makdish, he says. They are makdish. They take something which is a soaring, powerful idea, and they are makdish it. Loikein Hashem. He says, how did Yiddishkeit start? Avraham Avinu, however old he was, sat down, for all we know, yes, okay, he looked the Galgal, who's Masad of the Galgal, but let's think about it. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Avodah Zarah? Kiven shenigmal eson zeh hischil shoteit bedatoi v'lachshov. Do you know who started it and how it started? A human being sat down, perhaps in a cold, dark room, and used his cup. And used his brain. If you appreciate the contrast, it's immense. There was no, can't say it here, road to Damascus moment. There was none of that. It was a yid, a person sat down. He worked it out, he started thinking. And here's the irony. He worked out that there has to be an entity that I can't work out. There has to be somebody who is something that is the first cause. And by definition, I'm never going to be able to imagine him and visualize him. I'm never going to be able to describe him, because that would be to define him and to limit him. And I'm never even going to be able to understand him or grasp him. Obes muzain. It was a logical process, a philosophical process. And he goes on to quote the Chovas Halvavos. He says, somebody can only be an Oved Hashem Be'emes in one of two ways of the Chovas Halvavos. Either you are a Navi or a philosopher. Navi or philosoph, says the Chovas Halvavos. You've either experienced it, or you've used your brain and you've worked it out. That's Yiddishkeit. That's how it started. That's what it's based on. It's based on somebody who was an Adam and lived up to what it means to be an Adam. Worked it out. Where Hergeshim fit into Yiddishkeit, story for another time. He goes on, of course we have to use them. They're there for a reason. But that's not the Yisoid. And again, without wishing to be in any way provocative, but if somebody's Yiddishkeit is only based on Hergeshim, then when there's a time when there's a Katnus to Meichin, or there's a Yimei Yerida, or whatever, then what do you have to fall back on? And that's the Yisoid. Let's look at it in a little bit more detail. Baruch Hashem, here we get a little bit of extra time as well. A couple of Rishonim I want to quote, and there's many, just to make the point. Because actually, we're going to see that potentially, if we don't understand this or get this correct, there are potentially steerers in the Rishonim. I'll start off, Lamoshal, with the Ramban. The Ramban, in two places, in Parshas Bereishis and in Parshas Noach, asks an amazing kasha. The Ribbono Shel Olam destroyed the entire world at the Mabul. It's a machlekes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Vav, whether they'd been already been told about Gezel or not. According to one man, Domer, they hadn't been. And on the basis that they hadn't been, Frank the Ramban, and you could possibly ask the same kasha, Legaba Sedaim, he asked it, Legaba this. On what basis did the Ribbono Shel Olam destroy the entire world? Because they stole from each other. But he hadn't told them not to steal. Says the Ramban, I was later than bring. Ei noit zorich novi. Says the Ramban, you don't need a novi to tell you not to steal. and is so mechay of you, the seichel alein has to be mechay of you, to the point that if you don't, Rabbein Shem will destroy the whole world. He says it twice. The problem with that, not so, there's never a problem with the Ramban, chas v'shalom. But the problem with not thinking that through properly is another Ramban, the Ramban in Akdama to Eiv. Don't have it in front of me, it's Amud Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, those who want to look it up in the Masada of Cook editions. Sefer Ikrim in Ma'am Ashlishi Perek Chav Ches, there's a Chav Salvavus about it as well, that say, the same Ramban says, that if somebody does tzedakah and chesed without believing in a Bayrei Olam, sizgonished, and you get no schar for it. It's Mufurish in Sefer Ikrim and in Ramban in Akdama to Sefer Yev. Twice he says it there. This is the same Ramban who is telling me that what? That you don't need a novice to tell me a leisigzoil. And if we are over a leisigzoil, the Rabban Shem will destroy the whole world. At the same time, he's telling me that if you do tzedakah v'chesed, because you worked out that it's right, sigonished. The Rambam in Hilchas Melachim. The Rambam says, "Kol amakabel sheva mitzvos." Remember the Rambam we started with, the Rambam in Shmoyne Prokim. The Rambam in Shmoyne Prokim said that those things that I could and should have worked out, I don't need. Remember, he said I didn't need other than perhaps for the contours of a leisirtzach. It is far better to be somebody that anyway would want to murder. Says the Rambam, Kolam Kabbal Rambam Perches, Halacha Yudalef, and I know there's a lot of raid here about the Girsa. The Bodleian seems to have one Girsa, but most other earlier Girsois have, and it's a point of very interesting philosophical debate, and there's a Tel Sadr from Zelma Velosh, there's a lot of raid on it. Says the Rabbam, Kolam Kabbal Sheva Mitzvahs V'Nizhar La'asoyson Harezeh Mechasidu Umos Ha'olam V'yesh Lem Chelik Leilam Abba. There's a whole process. Miskarov, you've got to be Mekabel in front of a Bezdin, Ger Toshav, the Gosugin Makas. If you Mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs, and you V'Nizhar La'asoyson, you are Chasidu Umos Ha'olam and you have a Chelik Leilam Abba. However, V'hu Sheya Kabbal Oyson V'yasa Oyson Mipnei Shetziva Bohen HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Toyrosoy V'Hoydiyonu Al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu Sheb to be considered a chosid me umos ha'olam, and to get a chelik in olam haba, it's not good enough to do it because you've worked it out. You've got to do it. You've got to be mekabel to do it, and to do it, why? Mipnei shetziva bohen hakadosh baruch hu batoira. This is the same leisirtzach. What's going on? And on top of that, don't have time for the lomdus. On top of that, there is an insistence that we know that there was Ali Dei Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a whole halacha. Avol imason mipnei hechre hadas. But if he just does it because hechre hadas, he works out these are good things to do, to set up a system of dinim, not to steal. Emunah in a bayri yaylam. And here's a shayla in the girsa, whether it's Ella or Veloy, but Veloy mechachmeyem. Nothing. So we have a Ramban in Akdama Tiyev, we have a Sefer Ikrim, and now we have a Rambam in Hilchas Melachim. That if you do these things because you worked them out, the same Rambam that told me in Shmoyne Prokim that these are things that I would want there would be an imperative upon me to understand. The same Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva who has a separate makor for Bechira, that to be a man. You hear the tension. I hope you hear the question. But? So what? The question is, but where does this come from? Rav Nissim Gaon, and this is a very famous makor, the Hakdama of Rav Nissim Gaon to the Gemara. We'll sew up all the threads together. I can see some of you, I think, perhaps are... Let's throw some of the threads together. There's a Loshen of Rav Nissim Gaon. And he starts off by saying, the chiluk between What does it mean? What's the difference between being man and human? Between being man and an animal? Alti yu kasus kefered ein hovin. Sorry? No. No, not quite. Forgive me, but I'll come back to it. No, but then you haven't answered the Rambam of Shmini Prokim. Think. Tracht a minut. Let's give me 2 minutes. Says the Rav Nissim Gorn over here, and again, it's a beautiful shtickle. He says as follows. He says again very clearly, he restates this principle very clearly, that the difference between being human, and being an animal is the ability to work things out. And he goes on to say, and here perhaps he's koilel, those of you that were, if you look in the Rambam Shmini Prokim Perek Vav, you've got to be very sensitive to the Lashonis too. Here he includes the chiyuv of Avodas Hashem itself. This is not just, you see, sometimes I hear, just as in parentheses very quickly, sometimes I hear the Rambam Shmini Prokim quoted in terms of morality. It's a mistake, if I may say so. It's not just about what is right and what is wrong. It's deeper than that. Horaya, because the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim is talking about the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. One of them is Emunah in Abayi Re'olam. That's not Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. You hear? It's more than that. It's not just. It's a toast to understand this just in terms of. Sometimes you hear people saying over the Rabbi Shmuel Prokim, Kilu, it's just Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, Bein Adam L'Amokim. The Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, I should have worked out. The Bein Adam L'Amokim Nish. It can't be because of the Rambam Hilchos Melachim. It goes beyond that. Of course, it incorporates, and most of these things perhaps is the moral side of it, but it goes way beyond that. And Rav Nissim Gorn goes on to say very, very clearly that the chiyuv, he says, in fact, he goes, his lashon is very, very stark. He says that the Rebbein Shem doesn't talk to animals. He says that. He says, the Rebbein Shem retnish tza'a behema. If somebody doesn't listen to, so to speak, and is in touch with that which is worked out logically, Zogta is, such a person is a behema. And the Rebbein Shem doesn't talk to behemas. Mimela, he says, these are things which are, the Loshen is Svara and Uvnasa Deliba. They are Mechuyovim. He says, Mechuyovim. He says, man, from the moment of creation, he makes his Loshen is very clear. You look it up here, it's in the first column, Dagdom of Nissim Gorn to the Shas. He says, Kva Koil Mechuyovim Mahem Miyem Shebora Elikim Odom Al Haaretz. From the moment Hashem created this magnificent creature called Adam, that the Rambam spoke about in the first Makor in Bechira, that he is a Yochid B'minoi, Ein Min Sheni Doimeloi, that he has the ability to work things out, from that moment on, says Rav Nissim Gorn, Kvar HaKoil Mechuyovin Bahem Miyom Shabor Elikim Adam Al Oretz. And that includes, by the way, belief in a Borei Olam. So what's going on? What's the... Maybe one more Makayr. There's so much more to say. Maybe one more Makayr. Because we get to the... When we get to talk a little bit about the Emunah, and this is a much more touchy topic, and it needs to be understood properly, and there's lots of different Maramakamas. But I'll read you just out a shtickle here in Avi Ezri in Rav Shach and Hilchus Tshuva, where he asks, in the mitzvah of Emunah itself, he says, "May ozu may tomid ayisi mispalei, lama mechanin lemitzvah zu Emunah." Why is the mitzvah called Emunah? Hari b'pshuta yishzeu memuskolois harishoinois. Surely this is the first logical idea that a person should work out. De'ef shel olam b'li manig. It's not possible. There has to be a first cause. It is a logical. If there is no first cause, it goes on ad infinitum. Can't be. The chokhma, the nifla, shebechol yitzur katan. Of course, there has to be a bayri olam. The Harya Rambam Kosov, the Rambam writes the mitzvahs, leida es Hashem, to know. So it's yedia. The pasuk says, viodata ayim ashevei salvavecha. Velomos anikra emunah. Why is it called therefore Emunah? Ubesefa mitzvah 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 aleph. The Rambam writes the Loshen who atzivoy hashet zivanu b'ha amonas elokus. So we have almost kiilu. I think he's acknowledging the tension that we've spoken about this morning. There's an emunah and there's a yediyah. He said, "Shalti zeis lemaron. I go and I got Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik that Sally asked his Rebbe the Briskerov. Va'omali shegam hu omad al zeh. V'shal zeis la'aviv hagrach that Sal. He had asked his father Reb Chaim. Va'omaloi." And he answered as follows, and as it says here in the notes, they showed him afterwards, it's in the Beis Halevi. Va'omali shevadai ad kamo shesechel ha'odom magas hu muskel ve'ein zu emuno. What you have the ability to work out, you have an imperative to work out. And that's not emuna. That's not emuna, that's viodato, that's yileida es Hashem. The ability to sit and think, to be koidem kol a human being, is to sit and think. What sets us apart, al tihiyu kasus kefered ein hovin, is the ability to work things out. That's yediyah. Chiyuv emuna maschil mimokim shekolo seichel ha'odom. Of course, by definition, given that we're dealing with the Borei Olam, Bli Reishis, Bli Sachlis, at some point I'll hit a brick wall. I can keep moving that back by learning and understanding more and more and more. And the point at which I am no longer able, that's when the mitzvah of Emunah starts and kicks in. There's many other Marmakomas. Anybody wants more Marmakomas? I've collected lots of Marmakomas on this topic. What's the Hezba? Let's wrap it up. What's the Hezba? Going back to that Reb Moshe that we started with. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is as follows, and with this one very simple yesod, it resolves any tension in the Ramban, between Rav Nissen Gaon and any of the others. It's Poshet. Avada, it goes without saying, there is a absolute Chiyuv. And you have to first be, and here, if I may say, if we approach this, especially as we come to Matan Torah, and think to ourselves, as the Rambam says to us, that if it wasn't for the fact that it was Lo Sirtzach in the Torah, I'd gladly murder you, Bisnishken Mensch. Not Bisnishken Mensch because you don't have Midas. That goes without saying. Bisnishken Mensch in the sense of using your brain. Hein ha'odam ha'yokechod mimenu. To be able to da'as toiv vora. This is koidem matan Torah. Das hat afilin nishmit Yiddishkeit. That comes later. The dovas are omudat Torah bar mitzvah. It's an andrew makoir. Reino satila fonecha. We have an neshama. We have Torah. And more is expected of us. But if you never make it to first base, to use the American metaphor, then you can't build on that. But there's a t'nai. You need to stop. And this is the klech. You need to attribute that ability to work things out to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Where did that come from? Why is it that I'm able to work certain things out and they are MS? And they are mechayev me, like Rav Nissen Gaon says. Like other Rishonim says. To the point that the Ramban says, destroy the whole world with a mabul. You don't need a Navi. The minute you think that it's you that is able to work it out, that's where the problem starts. That's Pshat in the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim. If you do the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach and you don't chap that it's all rooted in Torah, that's where I get the ability to work things out. You're not mechasidu masayilam v'loy mechachmehem. You're doing it b'nei hechra hadas. You're going to go wrong at so many different levels. And that is the way that this sugya is built up. And if you think about that, without God, everything is built up and everything is miyushev. Of course, Plato was wrong. No shaila. He gave us only two lahavdil, not that we care. He gave us two options, both of which are unacceptable to us. We see that from the Rishonim, and the other one is Stam Apikorsus. But the way to understand this sugya is to recognize first and foremost that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created us with the ability, and that was, as the Meshech Chochma says, that was the Yisod of Yiddishkeit. As the Reb Shach says from Reb Chaim, that's the starting point. Medaf Nitzan the Seichel, to work out, ad kamo that we can. Of course we're never going to be able to get the whole thing, for a whole host of reasons. When there are competing considerations, there's a avada, but in its basic form, that's what it means, Kodem Kol, to be an Adam. And then the Rebbe Yishan gave us a neshama, and then we are not only able, but we have an imperative to build upon that. And we have Torah, and Torah takes us up to the next shlav, and then we become Yitz Hashem Ne'olam Abba.
I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
One little tip.
Yes.
You have to remember, if he goes out.